ABC Radio Australia.
To Guam, where boats carrying dozens of people from China have been illegally entering its borders. Arrests have been made, and more than 70 people have been intercepted trying to get into the United States territory. For more, I'm joined by Guam's former Attorney General, Douglas Moylan. Good morning to you, Mr. Moylan, and welcome to Pacific Beat.
Good morning, Priyanka.
Now, I understand that in the last few months, 9 boats have illegally entered Guam. What do we know about those on board?
Well, you know, it's a developing matter on Guam. We don't normally at all have anybody trying to enter the island through the ocean, the Pacific Ocean. So this is a developing type of, analysis approach, however you want to characterize it. The local government has its response. We haven't heard anything from the federal government and the military bases here, at least in the medias. As a candidate for the Attorney General's office, I'm trying to emphasize to our local officials, they went from just basically not doing anything and having the federal immigration deal with them, realizing that nothing was really being done. People were outspoken. Governor started to do something, and then the AG started to actually charge these people, along with other law enforcement agencies here. Concerning is that the judiciary, based upon the AGs not bringing the proper argument, was releasing them back into the community. On Guam, it's a highly sensitive military base. It's the tip of the spear for the United States in terms of detecting and defending the United States mainland. So it's a developing type of story out here, and they seem to be consistently coming. I take the approach that they must be treated as unvetted spies, violent criminals, and so forth, which is a danger to the immediate population here. We have about somewhere between 130,000 civilians, U.S. citizens. The military comprises the rest of the population on Guam. So we have the naval base, we have the airfield, the biggest airfield in the Pacific, basically a fueling place for essentially bombers. So our presence was known during the Vietnam War, the Korean War, and any conflict with Asia. Guam is always considered the foremost base for the United States, American soil, so to speak.
You mentioned there that, you know, these people should be considered military spies or, you know, violent terrorists, I think you just said. But we don't know much about them, do we? I mean, they've come from China, we believe, through Northern Mariana Islands. But is there a chance they could be, you know, victims themselves, perhaps victims of people smuggling? Could they be refugees fleeing their home?
Exactly. And I don't want to over-dramatize this, but at the same time, you can't underestimate this either. We had, our House Speaker Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, foolishly and publicly go right into Taiwan, irritated the Chinese, and they started to launch missiles even over Taiwan, which I'm not sure if they've ever done before. I take from in a law enforcement agency, you always have to anticipate the possible. I never said terrorists, but in terms of the terrorism, yeah, it could also be looked at that way because our infrastructure supports the military bases, and those are not hardened type facilities. Like if you took out the base load generators on Guam, Guam would probably not be able to have regular power for about 3 years because it takes years to construct and to order such base load large generators. But the fact that they're unvetted, I think, is the key thing from a communist country. And nobody knows what goes on in the CCP, which is China. They have specifically, this whole SARS, or what I'm sorry, the COVID-19 problem. I think the entire world is looking at China and going, why aren't you being more forthcoming? But for purposes of Guam, we've never had this before. So you must, because you know nothing about these individuals, you don't know if they're political refugees, which of course the United States has a policy, a traditional policy to accept people that are fleeing from, type of closed countries that are hurting them. But again, Guam, the local immigration did nothing, to my knowledge, to see them as political refugees. I heard no type of statement that they were political refugees. But the fact that when they were released originally, they were going to certain places. They had houses on Guam that they could, kept at. So these are not people, I think, that you can just, easily open your arms to. You must properly vet them. And it's heightened because if Guam has a problem, the United States is going to have a problem in terms of detecting this whole area. You know, Guam has the most advanced military equipment available, the highest technology for the United States. And it's just the abundance of caution type of approach.
So where are these people now? Are they in homes in the community? I mean, I understand there's more than 70 people, many of them Chinese nationals. Where are they?
You know, Priyanka, I don't believe that number is that high.
Okay.
They may estimate because, you know, the tip of the iceberg sort of thing. What I've seen is maybe about 9 people, 7 boats were detected so far. But again, they don't know because this is the first time that this has ever happened. So there could have been individuals coming through the island before they started realizing. I think it was literally some villagers in our island. We call them villagers here with the different villages. But the people in the community actually detected them, saw them coming in, and then kind of called the police to say that there's somebody that looks like they're you know, not from Guam and illegally entering the area. We don't have a detection system out there. You know, it's the local residents on the beaches basically enjoying the tropical sunlight that would see them. And that's in the daytime. You know, at nighttime, who knows what's going through. So, and this heightens that whole thing. You know, we're a welcoming island. Our people have welcomed everybody throughout the entire world. We're mixing what they call us, a mix of many different cultures here. But when you have all the world events occurring, when you have people that are unvetted, potential, you know, murders and other types of individuals out here, they need to be processed through the system.
Understood. Just to clarify, we don't know exactly who these people are on board. If you are just tuning in to Pacific Beat, we're joined by Guam's former Attorney General. And as you just said, you're also putting in your candidacy to be the next Attorney General on Guam, Douglas Moylan. And we're speaking about a series of boats carrying Chinese nationals illegally into Guam. Now, you mentioned there that there wasn't any border security and these people entered quite freely. Is there a point to be made that Guam's border security and security more broadly needs to be strengthened as a result of this?
Exactly. And, you know, again, we have the military that has a vested interest in making sure that the island of Guam is secure. We do not have any border security, period. I guess we believe that the Pacific Ocean in and of itself is some form of security. At our ports of entry, obviously we have our customs people ready to accept the boats, to review the boats. But these guys are coming in over either the reefs or the open areas on all parts of Guam, the north part, the central part, and the south part. So they're navigating around the island. And the fact that they could actually navigate from, it looks like they're coming from Saipan, which is a commonwealth which has a treaty with the United States and is close to the United States, U.S. citizens, anyone born up there. But at the same time, they are not a territory like we are of the United States. And the military is not up north. They're down here, the U.S. military. Although I understand that they may be constructing a base on Tinian right now.
Oh, and who is that, the U.S. military?
That's correct. It's a secondary landing base. I understand is being constructed in Tinian Island.
Do you know, I mean, what would you have done? You know, you've criticized the current approach. What would you have done if you were Attorney General or in the government as a response to these boat arrivals?
Correct. If the federal government will not take custody and incarcerate these individuals pending their being processed through the federal system, the local system, in which they're starting to do now, but they've been dragging their feet, is basically incarcerate them and put them in our prisons to hold them so that the proper disposition can be made of them, because they are breaking Guam laws. And unlike the Attorney General did not make the two main arguments that usually keep a person held pending the actual trial on the matter, is danger to the community. Again, these guys are unvetted. We have no idea. China, like, they won't give us any information. I'm almost positive on that one. And then likelihood of appearing at the next hearing. The fact that they've actually come into Guam and fled Saipan, breaking their laws, makes them a flight risk. You know, by definition, they're immigrants / who knows what else is there. We also reference that in Pearl Harbor, before the Pearl Harbor was hit in the 1939 or that era, the Japanese had spies that were overlooking their bases, And luckily, the carriers had gotten out before the attack occurred. But you know, it's just as recent as one generation away that the military must be very careful. I'm not the military, just local law enforcement type of issues. But when we live on Guam, we see much. I can tell you how many stealth planes are on Guam just by looking up at the seeing their flight patterns. We're only 30 miles long. And also, you got the Solomon Islands, which the recent U.S. Coast Guard cutter was turned away from one of our neighbors, our island neighbors. The Chinese are negotiating in the FSM with Chuuk to try to have ties with them down there as well. You know, and we all know about the South China Sea, how they've been constructing bases, military bases on the reefs and causing everybody in that area problems.
Yes, I understand, so, Mr. Moylan. But there's still a lot of questions that remain, right? Isn't it a bit speculative to suggest that these people who've arrived from boats could be linked to these broader political concerns?
You raise a valid point, Priyanka. But as I said, the chief legal officer on Guam is the attorney general. The attorney general is responsible for maintaining the safety of our people, the residents of Guam. And I don't think that considering their backgrounds, their purposes on Guam, and the unusual activity, this has not been occurring for the past 20 years. This is just starting within the past, ever since the period of China and the tensions that have been going on between the United States and China, especially with Pelosi. The fact that North Korea and China are working together and are launching missiles in our Pacific region of the world, Japan, Guam, anyone that is in the loop, and let alone Taiwan, for purposes of the Western ways. But I do understand, I do recognize 100%. It's just that somebody's got to be thinking on a bigger picture.
Understood,
It would be very sad if Guam was dragging its feet and something actually happened.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Douglas Moylan. It's very interesting to get that perspective from on the ground there.
A pleasure, Priyanka. Thank you.